It's time that we address the elephant in the room. The next speaker owes me money and probably owes you money too. So now we have Chris Amani, CEO of Terraform Labs. Welcome to the stage.
Thank you. Just happen. There's this principle in like Taoism where it's like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of
fear. So let's get started. Yeah, that wasn't part of the script. So the original title of this presentation was The Past, Present, and Future of Terra. But after a couple of rehearsals, it was clear that if I was going to cover the past, I was probably just going to sit up here and cry for about 20 minutes. So we narrowed it down in scope a little bit. We want to talk about the future of Terra. We're really excited about what we're building. And we want to walk you through it. So for those of you that I don't know, my name is Chris Amani. I took over from Doe as the CEO of TFL about 6 months ago. I've been in the community since early 2021. Joined TFL as COO and at the end of 2021. Was there for the DPEG, was in the room, in the war room, and we kind of plotted if we should relaunch the chain, how we should relaunch the chain, and have stuck around ever since to help see that vision through. So let's talk about the path forward. There are very few companies in crypto that are more singularly associated with their founder than Terraform Labs is with Doe. And regardless of what you think of him, it's his legacy that we're carrying forward today. And so it presents a unique opportunity with how to chart a path forward for a company that was so associated with its founder without him here to help. I think a lot of people in our ecosystem, a lot of people in our community, I've gone down the rabbit hole myself, have tried to parse his words right before he left to try to come up with an idea of what he wanted Terra to be and where it was going. But the reality is we were working with him on a daily basis to figure that out. And it wasn't yet clear. We were trying a lot of things. We were testing a lot of different things. He's an incredibly flexible thinker. And so he was coming up with new ideas on a daily basis. Just by virtue of the fact that I'm standing on this stage today instead of him means his circumstances have changed so much that whatever he was thinking at that time is probably not as relevant as you might think it is. But stepping into this role, I had to come up with some plan, right? And so what I decided to do was go back to 2021 when I got interested in Terra and think about the things that resonated most with me. And I was going back through all of the old content that I went through. This was Doe back before he was a Twitter celebrity and he was just a guy building a protocol on a blockchain. And I found this quote in Decrypt from 2021. Says, I'm one of the people who believe that Wall Street exists to serve Main Street and that capital allocated in a vacuum is meaningless. This was the original vision behind UST. It was to be useful, to be the most useful form of money. And in order to be the most useful form of money, it needed to be used in real economic activity. The original killer use case for UST was a point of sale system payments app that was in retailers in South Korea. My first aha moment with UST was being able to buy things on Amazon with it through Kato and have them shipped to my house. UST was never meant to be built on the back of an interest rate. Ultimately, UST failed, but this mission still resonates with me. I think if the DeFi systems we're building, if the protocols we're building are all just trading each other's incentive tokens, we're not going to build anything meaningful. We need to take crypto to Main Street. and we need to be able to bring Main Street to crypto. And so that's like one common thread from the philosophy that brought me to Terra that I think we can carry forward as we chart a path forward. The other one is cross-chain by default. UST was always meant to be used on any chain. It was mint and burned on Terra, and we love the Terra ecosystem and all the applications that we're building on Terra. But we loved it everywhere else as well. Within TFL, we were using all of the different applications across all of the blockchains. We had partnership deals with all of the major layer ones. We were integrating with a lot of protocols. It was impossible for Terra and for UST to like hit its, to meet its objectives or to be what it wanted to be without leveraging all of crypto. You know, we don't have a stablecoin anymore, right? And we're not going to have a stablecoin, which is controversial. Some people won't want us to build one, but we're not going to do another stablecoin. But we are going to build applications that bring Main Street to crypto. We're going to build applications that capture real-world activity and that are useful. And in order to do that, we have to take them cross-chain. We can't expect to onboard the next 100 million users and try to trap them in a box on a single blockchain. So those are like the two common themes that we carry forward from Terra circa 2021 into what we take into the future. To summarize, I would say these five bullet points are a good way of thinking about what we're going to do going forward. We're building much more than just a Terra blockchain. It's always been in TFL's DNA to build the applications as well. We built tons of applications. We spun them out. We have, I would say, 7 or 8 different applications under development right now, with, I'd say, another 10 in the queue ready to go. And so we're going to take these applications and we're going to try to figure out how to plug them into the real world and how to capture real economic activity on chain. We aren't ignoring the Terra blockchain, though. It is our home, and we do expect that it will thrive. We've also been rebuilding the Terra blockchain. So we've got a 2-year deep R&D effort to completely rebuild the Terra blockchain from scratch, Cosmos SDK compatible, IBC compatible, but much more scalable. And ultimately, that new blockchain will allow us an entirely new design space to build the applications we're going to need to fulfill our mission. Number 3, we will grow organically. This one's going to be a little bit controversial to some of our community, but we're working on building something that's going to last for a long time, right? And building those types of applications take time. They take focusing on different type of metrics, a focus on user retention, a focus on user engagement. I think crypto has done a pretty good job at figuring out how to acquire users. I think we've done a really bad job at figuring out how to retain them. And anyone who's built a successful business before will know that, you know, you solve your problems from the bottom up in regards to your funnel. You solve for retention before you throw a lot of fire on top of the funnel in terms of user acquisition. So we've got a lot of applications under development. We're feeling good about the product market fit that we have, but we're going to iterate on them organically. We're going to take the feedback, we're going to apply new features, and we're going to continue to grow them in a sustainable way, in a responsible way, and make sure that we really nail customer retention, customer engagement before we throw a lot of user acquisition into the top of the funnel. This will be a long process, right? We're going to have to grind this out. These types of applications that we want to build are not going to be, these are not going to be kind of overnight success applications. Although we do have some that have been in the works for a while that we think are ready to go now and that are going to get a lot of traction. I already covered cross-chain by design. I think the types of applications we're building are lacking in the Cosmos ecosystem. I think they're lacking in the crypto ecosystem. The vast majority of what we're going to build will be complementary to what I've seen presented here today. I think Cosmos needs a team that can build these applications. I don't think there are a lot of people working on them. And with the cross-chain by design, our plan is to take all these applications to your chain, to interact with your protocol, but layer in a different type of application on top of them. So I think everything we're going to do is going to be super complementary to the stuff that's being built today. And lastly, I think in terms of like the suite that we're building, and I'm going to get into some of the products later, but we're going to have an entire suite of cross-chain applications that allow for commerce to happen in crypto, that allow us to bring economic activity on-chain again. The set of indexers and infrastructure that we're building, the tooling that we're going to have, you know, we think Terra and Luna are going to be at the center of crypto commerce long into the future. So if these types of applications are the ones you want to build, Terra is going to be the place to do it. Okay, so let's get into the applications. I think if you're familiar with Terra, you're familiar with Station. This is our flagship product at this point. People loved it. It was one of the most popular applications in the last bull market. I would say one of the either number two or number three most used wallets behind MetaMask. It was beautiful. It worked. That was V1. In V2, we launched a cross-chain version of this, and it was awful. I couldn't use it. If you loved V1, you hated V2. That's just a fact. But we learned a lot about cross-chain, and we've been taking those learnings, and we're putting those learnings into Station V3. And if you love Station V1, you're going to love Station V3. It takes everything you loved about the original version of Station. It's beautiful. It's intuitive. It abstracts away everything you needed to abstract, and it applies it to cross-chain. We're really excited to get this out. Beyond next year, this thing is going to be the portal for consumers using all of our applications. It will be much more than a web wallet. But for now, we think we're going to have one of the best wallets on the market out, and that version 3 will be out in the next couple of months. Enterprise. Really excited about Enterprise. Some of you might have heard of Enterprise DAO. That was just a tip of the spear of what we want to do with the Enterprise brand. Enterprise is ultimately a brand about how you can do business in Web3. We started with Enterprise DAO, and we're rolling out now Enterprise Hub, which is a Web 2.5 wrapper around a number of different tools that help you build applications and run your business in crypto, and hopefully try to bring as much of your economic activity on-chain as possible. Treasury is the next app that will be out. The equivalent competitor to this is GnosisSafe. But Treasury will be cross-chain by default. It'll be Cosmos by default, and will allow teams and protocols to run all of their payments out of Enterprise. The next thing that will launch on Enterprise is Enterprise Payments. Enterprise Payments will allow either DAOs or Treasuries to run payroll on-chain. It'll allow them to do vesting contracts on-chain for tokens. You would be able to set up payment streams. You can use yield redirection. So if a DAO or a protocol team has a DeFi position and they want to fund payments out of the yield that they're getting, they can do that. And the cool thing about it is all of those streams are represented as NFTs. So there are a lot of interesting things you can do with those NFTs in DeFi protocols, and a lot of kind of interesting swap mechanisms you could build around those as well. So payments will tie together kind of DAO and Treasury and the ability to make payments. And then the last thing you see up here is labor market. This is our first attempt at a truly commercial app where we're going to try to bring entire labor markets on chain. And enterprise labor is the first version of that. It's a place where either a DAO or a treasury or an individual can post a job that they need work done for. It's a place where either of those entities can also pick up a job and do work. It's going to be wrapped in a reputation layer that we've already built. So an individual, a DAO, or a protocol that's doing work for another party will be building reputation at the same time. That reputation will be completely decentralized. They can take it with them to any platform they want to use. They can use it in Web 2. They can use it in Web 3. It really brings the best of Web 3 to... it kind of combines the best of experience you would see in something like Upwork or Fiverr, but with the sovereignty of owning all of your data, owning your profile, and not having platform lock-in. And then the hub is a wrapper. The hub will continue to expand as well. We have a list of four or five other projects or products that we want to build in the Enterprise Hub that are going to make running a business in crypto a lot easier. The hub will eventually be a platform for other developers as well. So if you like Enterprise and you have an idea about an app that you want to launch inside of it, you'll be able to integrate and launch that app as well. Next up is Warp. Our team's pretty excited about Warp. Warp is an automation tool for Web3 protocols. Right now, a lot of protocols in crypto are handling automation with bots run on centralized servers. We want to bring all of that economic activity on chain, and Warp allows you to do that. There's an SDK that you can program into. We have a keeper network that will run those jobs automatically for you. More efficient, more decentralized, crypto native. If you want to learn more about Warp, the way they do it also, incredibly flexible. I'm not smart enough from a technical perspective to explain it to everyone. We have a workshop tomorrow at 10 a.m. and a small hackathon. So if you're still running centralized automations, come talk to us about Warp. We can help you out. We can decentralize all of that and bring it on chain. Foundation is a product that we developed out of frustration we had with trying to launch Station V2. We relied on public infrastructure, which was often spotty. And then a lot of the outages we had were just out of our control completely. So we wanted to build an entire infrastructure network or framework where we could control, we could make sure it was scalable, and we could provide all of the data we needed to launch the types of applications we wanted to build. The interesting thing about Foundation is we have it built out now. It's scalable. It's really not that expensive to use. And so we're opening it up for free for anyone who wants to use it. So if you are a chain that wants someone else to run your infrastructure, your public infrastructure for you, we can do that. If you're an application that's launching on Terra, I've heard of applications on Terra that are spending upwards of almost $1 million a year for infrastructure. We can run that for you for free. If you're an application that just wants free access to the data so you can build your own indexers or even have generalized indexers, it would be free for you as well. So come find our team if that's interesting to you. There are a lot of different ways to partner with us on Foundation. We're really excited about this project because we think it's going to make building all of your applications a lot easier and a lot less expensive. So come find us. Alliance is an interesting one. There's a lot you can do with this. I haven't fully wrapped my head around all of the use cases, but Alliance is an open source Cosmos SDK module that allows you to redirect yield, redirect your staking rewards to other purposes. So you can create alliances with other chains to try to drive like mutual beneficial economic activity. You can direct alliance rewards or your staking rewards to LPs that you want to incentivize on your chain. There are a lot of different things you can do here. All of the use cases, I couldn't go through all of them today. It's its own presentation. If you want to learn more about it, it's just like a really cool way to redirect all of your, or redirect some portion of your staking to achieve other potential outcomes. So come find us at the booth and we can tell you more about it. And the last product on the list is JAX. This is JavaScript smart contracts in Terra. So we're hoping that this provides a new design space for developers who want to build on Terra. This will be ready at the end of the year. Vanilla JavaScript smart contracts. It should make developing in Cosmos and on Terra specifically a lot more easier and open us up to a lot of new types of applications. Lastly, what's next? I haven't covered everything, but there are a few more things that we haven't fully announced yet, but I can tease here today. Project Verity is our reputation project. So we've been experimenting with decentralized identity and reputation. I think in order to make these marketplaces actually work and functional, we need people who are using them to be able to build an identity and build a reputation. This plugs into like the best in class decentralized identity protocols that are using zero knowledge proof. So you could also integrate other types of certifications in as well. It would allow for DAOs to vote based on humanness rather than tokens. A ton of different use cases that can be built on top of this. So if you've been looking to build an application based on decentralized identity, but you haven't found an implementation that you're happy with, we have one. We're pretty excited about it, and we think it's gonna open up an entirely new space for consumer applications. And number two, Project Tashkent. We see that on Terra there's gonna be a lot of different type of marketplaces. There are a few that we want to launch ourselves, whether they're one-sided or whether they're like a regular e-commerce type of application. Project Tashkent is like the tools that you need to build your own. So Enterprise Labor Market is an implementation of Project Tashkent, but the tools that are in Project Tashkent would allow anyone who builds on Terra to get a jump start, to have all of like kind of the Lego pieces in place to build your own marketplace. So if you're interested in building marketplaces, if you're interested in building commercial apps, Project Tashkent will give you all of the tools you need to do so. You'll just be able to take what we've already built, modify it, and turn it into your own application. Lastly, Project Quill is a big one. We've been working on this for 2 years. This is rebuilding the Terra blockchain. This is a deep R&D effort. It's going to make our blockchain faster, less expensive, more decentralized, and it's going to plug into IBC and it's going to plug into Cosmos SDK. We're really excited about this. We think it's going to open up like an entirely new set of applications that can be built on top of our blockchain. I think that'll ultimately help us, and ultimately will be needed for us to kind of reach this vision of being able to do apps that can actually handle real economic activity. That's all I have. 20 seconds left. Just one more note to all the Terra community that's listening in right now. You guys are wild. Thanks for sticking around. We look forward to building with you, and we love you guys. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Terror Spaces.